Hello, this is Talking Jimmy Stewart. I'm Tim Vandenberg, and we're going to save any further impersonations for today's guest, comedian and impressionist Rich Little. Rich has been a longtime supporter of the Jimmy Stewart Museum, donating his time and talents to various events and fundraisers. I called Rich in Las Vegas, where he is regularly performing to sold-out audiences. I hope you'll enjoy our conversation.
Well, I've been involved with the theater for years. I mean, going back, my gosh, almost 20 years, maybe more. And always being such a big fan and such a close friend of Jimmy's, it seemed to be a natural thing. And when I saw the museum for the first time, I was knocked out. And I think it's a fabulous museum. Best one I've ever seen on anybody. And there's just so many things in there that were Jimmy's. And, you know, it's in his hometown, and I've just been a big supporter all these years.
Yeah, up until last year or so, you'd been performing a show called Jimmy Stewart and Friends in Las Vegas and then around the country.
Yeah, I finished that about a year and a half, 2 years ago. I had done it for, 4 or 5 years. And I hope to take it to Broadway. I never got that far, but I was pretty happy with it. And then I did it in Indiana, and had Jimmy's two daughters come to the show, and that was an exciting evening for me.
I've heard you said it was one of the best shows you've ever done, just as far as programs you've written and performed.
Well, it involved a lot of the people that Jimmy worked with. A lot of the people that I impersonate, you know, like Clark Gable and Lionel Barrymore and Henry Fonda and John Wayne. So it was a tour de force for me. You know, it was on Jimmy's life, but it really covered a lot of my impressions.
Yeah, so I understand you've taped it, and it might show up in a TV special, or at least you're hoping
it does. Yeah, I did tape it, and we're still editing it.
Oh, great.
And It will probably end up on PBS or Showtime, and it's hard to edit because you know, we can't have it 2 hours. Nobody wants anything 2 hours anymore. So I've got to cut it down, and it's taken a long time to edit. But I'll eventually finish it and put it out in a DVD, and hopefully sell it to one of the networks, you know?
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I look forward to seeing that. So, Rich, when were you first aware of Jimmy Stewart that you can recall, just as an actor on the screen?
I met Jimmy for the first time on a Georgie Jessel roast. Georgie Jessel was the Toastmaster back in the 50s and the 60s. Well, he goes way back to the silent era, but he did half-hour roasts.
Yes.
They were more of a tribute than a roast. They were black and white, and I did three. I did one to Jimmy Stewart, one to Glenn Ford, and one to Bing Crosby. And that was the first time I met Jimmy, and I ended up singing the song People from Funny Girl and as Jimmy Stewart, and that was funny in itself, you know, to hear Jimmy sing, because Jimmy always admitted he wasn't much of a singer. He used to say to me, "Rich, when I sing in the shower, the soap gets up and leaves the dish."
I actually came across.
He did sing in a couple of movies, though.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah, early on, I think it was.
Early on.
And I don't think he was very proud of that either. But he did fine. We came across some old audio he did while he was at school. There's a guy who has a great website called Jimmy Stewart on the Air, and he's collecting all of his radio work. And he had some demo stuff that he did in college, and he sounded really good in that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of memorabilia out there on Jimmy. I mean, he was voted, I think, the third greatest movie star of all time by the American Film Institute. It's debatable. I think he should be number one. Either he or Cary Grant would be my two favorites, but they chose Humphrey Bogart. But I think Jimmy may be the greatest actor of all time because he was so versatile. You know, he could play, almost anything, westerns, and of course he played heroes and a couple of bad guys on a couple of movies. You know, not really bad guys, but you know, sort of shady characters and
sure.
Spirit of St. Louis, but I'm thinking of that other one he did.
Flight of the Phoenix. Yeah.
He was cantankerous in that movie.
Yeah.
You
know, I knew you were a true fan of Mr. Stewart's when I met you backstage, and I overheard you talking about a movie that wasn't released, it hasn't been released on DVD, and it was The Mountain Road. And you were kind of professing some frustration with not being able to find it. And I thought, yeah, Rich Little is a true Jimmy Stewart fan, if he knows of that one.
I've got it off television. But, you know, it's interesting that he made Mountain Road because he never wanted to do another war picture after the war. He said, I will never do a war movie. And he did that one and kind of surprised everybody. It wasn't that great, but, you know, he... As I say, he was quite versatile, and who knows why anybody does any pictures, really. You know, there's all kinds of reasons, you know.
Yeah.
I think doing all those westerns, really, after the war, enhanced his image tremendously, showed another side of him, and... those Anthony Mann westerns that he made, Bend in the River, Naked Spur, Man from Laramie, all those pictures.
Yeah, Winchester 73. Yeah,
Winchester,
those are great.
Winchester 73, That one made him a lot of money because he had a big chunk of that movie. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you really got to know Jimmy Stewart?
Oh, yeah, I got to know him quite well. We would spend a lot of time together and socialize and do a lot of charity events, and I'd always end up talking to Jimmy in a corner somewhere while Gloria worked the room, and Jimmy would sit quietly by himself, and we'd talk about his movies, and once you got him going, you know, it was like cranking an old Model Ford. You had to get him started. And once he did, you know, he was pretty good.
We can talk a lot about the celebrity roasts that you did, but you can find that one on YouTube, the one you did for him, and teaching him how to do a Jimmy impersonation was great.
Yeah, I did that on that Dean Martin roast.
Yeah.
The one to Jimmy.
Yeah, and I liked it that he was interrupting you and saying... What are you trying to say? Talking really fast.
Yeah, well, you know, that whole thing was ad-libbed. That was never scripted.
I wondered about that.
And he just went along with what I was doing, but we'd never planned that.
Oh, that's great.
You know, but he knew immediately what I was going to do. I was going to get him to do Jimmy Stewart, and whatever he did, I would say that was terrible.
Yeah.
And that was the whole point of it, and... it's one of the best roasts. I think the Jimmy Stewart roast and the Frank Sinatra one and the Johnny Carson are the three best Dean Martin roasts.
They're really great. I liken you to being like the kid brother who everybody loved from that era. You've got these iconic old Hollywood stars like Jack Benny, George Burns, and you're several decades younger than them, Don Rickles, Jimmy Stewart, and they all seem to adore you and kind of treat you like, you're like the entertainer to entertainers from back then.
You know, I'm slowly becoming one of the old timers now, you know.
Yeah.
But, most of my act is deceased. There's still a few out there, like Don Rickles is still performing in his 90s.
Oh, wow.
And Carol Channing is 95, and Peter Marshall celebrated his 90th birthday the other day. So, you know, all these greats are disappearing or just getting older. Aren't we all getting older, you know?
Yeah.
And I had a couple come see my show the other night at the Trop, and They were really charming people. They said, Mr. Little, you must be getting on. And I said, well, aren't we all? And then they said, well, we want to come and catch you here tonight, you know, before you died.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh.
I said, well, I've died a few times on stage. Yeah. It was kind of, everybody stood there with their mouth open.
Yeah, that's
yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, it'd be better to catch me while I was alive. You know, it wouldn't be much of a performance if I was deceased, but no.
You've been described as being a master of like 200 voices. Can you list those for us real quick? No. What are you working on any new ones? Like, I heard Donald Trump
Donald
was one.
Trump a little bit. Yeah. I'm doing Ted Cruz.
Oh, great.
I don't be doing Hillary. I won't be doing that. but I will. Well, I am doing Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has got kind of a nasal voice when he talks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to become president of the United States, and on my first day in office, my very first day in office, I'm going to sit down and try to remember what it was I promised to do on my first day.
One of my favorites of yours is Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil, I know that this is a good voice to do, you know, because he's still out there, I know that, you know, the people know who he knows if they knew who he was in the first place.
Rich, you had gotten acquainted with the Reagans. I know Nancy Reagan passed away recently. What are some of your memories of the Reagans? I know just the fact that you got to...
I loved Reagan, and Nancy was a dear. She was a sweetheart, and I have great memories of them. You know, I remember she once asked me what my favorite picture was. And I said, well, I don't know. It's A Wonderful Life, Best Years of Our Lives. I said, Nancy, what's your favorite picture? And she thought for a minute, and she said, Ronnie and I's our wedding picture. And Reagan said, yes, that's my favorite picture, too, our wedding picture. I like that better than Bedtime for Bonzo.
Do you have a favorite film of Jimmy's?
Yeah, I have a couple. I mean, everybody likes Wonderful Life. That's great. I think his greatest performance in a movie would probably be Shenandoah. Hmm. I think those scenes at the graveyard with his wife and of course his son being killed and everything. I mean, that's pretty powerful stuff. Hard to top that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, his daughter Judy referenced that movie in our conversation. She said the bridge scene, she had seen her dad with that kind of anger before that he displays in that scene on the bridge. She
and
said he didn't want to be a part of it.
I like that one, too.
Oh, yeah. That is a good one. All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help and just with the museum, but also
anything
just...
Anything I can do for the museum, you know. I just love the Jimmy Stewart Museum. It's a treasure. Okay. Let's hope they keep it going.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm sure we'll probably cross paths there sometime. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right,
You're
bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye now.
Thank you to Rich Little. Be sure to check out richlittle.com for information on his appearances and more. You can also pick up his book, Little by Little, People I've Known and Been. Be sure to also check out jimmy.org for the latest museum news, podcast episodes, and more. You'll also find our podcast on iTunes. If you would, it would really help us if you'd leave an iTunes review. Thank you, and thank you so much for listening. Bye for now.